This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. John McCain is campaigning in Tampa, Florida today. He is leading Barack Obama in that state, according to the polls. Since the conventions, we've been hearing from small-town voters in swing states. Today, reporter Valerie Alker takes us to Punta Gorda, Florida. It's about 2 hours south of Tampa, down Florida's west coast.
Punta Gorda is home to about 16,000 people, some with roots going back generations. It's the kind of place people used to describe this way.
You don't need to lock your doors. If you go away, your neighbors are going to watch your house whether you ask them to or not. You have an illness, neighbors are going to help. That just isn't the way most towns are anymore, at least not here in Florida.
In the Walmart parking lot on the edge of town, Dolly Geffert says she misses those small town values. A few miles away, near the center of town, things are bustling at the Strand and Simply Nails salon. But manicurist and co-owner Leah Pierce says times are tough.
There are so many homes that are being sold by the banks. People are being laid off that have kids, and people are having to move away to find jobs. The local businesses are suffering, and they're having to lay off just to keep their head above water.
Pierce, a born-again Christian, says she likes John McCain's family values. She's buffing the nails of 84-year-old Annie Jantz, who also says she's set to vote for McCain and his running mate, Sarah Palin.
Not that McCain has done so much, but at least he has the experience. And I feel Sarah is going to be a real good shot in the arm for us women. I feel she's going to help us. And I feel she's going to take good care of us.
On the other side of the salon, stylist Carla Brooks is working two chairs. She didn't come right out and say who she's voting for, but says she's a Democrat. She's also worried about the economy and lack of affordable health care. She says she wishes she'd hear more about those issues from the candidates.
That's why I want them to shut up so they can start talking about stuff that matter, not about lipsticks on pigs and whatever else. It's something that matters.
Retiree Aline DePass is waiting for her turn in the chair. She says she doesn't follow politics much, but she's already decided to vote for Barack Obama.
I think he's young and looks pretty energetic and does want to do, you know, a lot by the people and for the people, which is important.
Down the street in front of Publix supermarket, car salesman Edward Scott has just grabbed some lunch to go. He says he's an independent and not overwhelmed by either ticket.
Even though once says he was a public advocate and McCain was a war hero, which he was, I don't think they know exactly what goes on in the day-to-day workings of small-town America.
At this point in the election season, Scott says he's pointing toward John McCain. He says if it were a Clinton-Obama ticket, he'd likely swing the other way. Retired librarian Terry Kosich is exiting the store, pushing a grocery cart. Kosich says she's also inclined to vote for the GOP ticket, but with some reservations.
At the moment, I'm leaning towards John McCain.
And did the choice of Sarah Palin affect that at all?
Well, it disturbs me a little bit.
Kosich says she'll be paying close attention to the upcoming debates, and both parties will be paying a lot of attention to voters like Kosich, as Florida could once again play the decisive role in the election's outcome. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Alker.